So today we're going to discuss the Isser Halah, Shulchan Aruch Yoredeh Pei Ches. You can't put Basa V'Cholov on one table. It's packet 9. And today we're going to examine the different reasons for the Isser D'Rabbanan of Halah. The Gemara gives a reason. Rashi gives a reason. The Rambam gives a reason. The Ran. And are there any differences between these reasons? And then we'll discuss the uniqueness of the Isser Halah, Isser Bas V'Cholov on one table, according to the Radvaz's understanding of the Rambam. Right? How this Isser D'Rabbanan, according to the Rambam, is unique from other Isser D'Rabbanan. So, let's start with the Mishnah on Sektus Chulin, the beginning of Perakol HaBasar. So, Mishnah says, "Also lahalois im hagvina ala shulchan." You can't bring any basar onto the shulchan. Rashi says, "Dira maskum asal lahalois dilma asli lemechlinhu ki hadadi dekarnagi ubalei mehadadi." Afa gav the mutalecho basar acher gvina kilkamen begemora. So according to Rashi, there's an isra chila. The Isser Halah is because we're concerned they're going to be over the Isser Achila of Bas V'Cholov. And the Gemara and the Maskana, the Gemara and the Maskana on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis has a maskif on Rav Yosef brought up on Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. He brought up, you see from here, Basar Of. The Basarov is also min HaTorah, and then we have a maskif at the end before the next mission on Kuftal Adam Beis. We have a maskif, and the Gemara's maskana is that the gezerah of Halah is because Shema Yala Beilfas Roiseach. And the Gemara says, and Ilfas has to be Kli Rishon. So it's a Gezera Atu Adraisa. Right? The Isser Halah is because we're concerned for an Isser Adraisa of Bishol Basa V'Cholov on the table. So, right, it's a Gezera D'Rabbanan of bringing two things on the table. You can't even put Basa V'Cholov on one table. Because you might come to put to cook Basa V'Cholov on that table, right? You might bring a Kli Rishon with milk in it, and then put Basa in it, or vice versa. And there'd be a derisive Bishul Basa V'Cholov because you don't need to have the pot on the stove for it to be Kli Rishon as long as it's Roseach. Tosos points out the maskif here is going on a baye. Is not going on a baye, right? Tosos divra maskif maskif lo rav sheshes lo abaya kaparich. The maskif is not on a baye. El a rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was considering the oif over here is an isra deraisa, and therefore it makes sense that there's an isra halah on baser oif because oif is deraisa, and then we have the maskif on him, and so the Gemara according to so. So far we have two reasons. Rashi says Isser Achila. The Gemara is saying an Isser Bishul D'Raisa. And let us see the Rambam. The Rambam Perek Tes Halacha Chaf. Also the Halos Oifim Hagvina Ala Shochan Shu Oichol of Gezera Mishum Hergel of Eira Shema Yochol Zeim Ze. Afa Bisha Oif Cholav Also Midivri Seifrim. So even though Oph is only a Durbanan, so we have another Gezerah. So the Rambam's reason is Hergel Avera, you might eat the two together, and therefore we don't want them on the same table. And the Rambam is clear that Oph is the Rabbanon. So that's another reason. Now, the Krasi in Peiches, the Krasi Plasi points out, asked on the Rambam, hey, the Gemara said it's because of Shema Yala Be'ilfas Roseach. Right? The Gezer of Halah is because you might do Bishul Basul Cholov. So, and the Rambam is saying there's Shema, you know, Hergel Vera, Shema Yochel Zeim Zeh. It's a Yisra, where it's a Gezerah because of Shema Yochel, not Shema Yavashlu. So what happened, according to the Rambam, what happened to the Gemara's reason? So the Prasi answers, the Kaimalan Kabaye, the Oif de Rabbanon, this part of the Gemara is going according to Is it going to Reb Yosef? So here, I'll just read the whole. So he answers, "Yesh lomad the Rambam savrle the chol zehu the Reb Yosef dayik v'basav chalav deraisa the im lokein high have gzera the gzera the eno aser me toira rak derek bishul." So this is the teretz of Shema Yalaf Ilfas Rishon is going according to Rav Yosef that holds that the Oph is deraisa. Aval lefi the Kaimel and Kabaye that Basar Oph is derabanan. We don't go like Rav Yosef. So then we still got to make a gezera the gezera. We call makom gazrin and gezera the gezera. Im kain ain sarich loma the chashu the ilfas. We don't need to come on to the Ilfas. We don't need to make the Gezer Halah atu a deraisa, because it's never going to be a deraisa at the bottom of it, because it's always going to be a derabanan on a derabanan. Right? The Yisrael Halah is derabanan. The Basar Oph, in the worst possible scenario, is going to be a derabanan. So we don't need to come on to Ilfas Roseach to make the Gezerah understandable. We go like Abai, Basar Oph is the Rabbanan. We're just concerned, the reason is, Rak Pashat Shiyochelenu Yachad, V'idahavi the Rabbanan, Mabakach, the fact that that we're Goyzer Atar and Isser the Rabbanan, Mabakach, Af the Isser the Rabbanan, Choshashu V'gazru Harchaka Tefei. So, the Rambam didn't bring the reason of the Gemara according to the Krasi, because the Gemara is going according to Rav Yosef. We call that Basar Oph is the Raisa. We go like Abaya, Basar Oph is the Rabbanan. And if Basar Oph is the Rabbanan, so then it's going to be a Gezerah on a Gezerah anyway, so we're not worried about making another Gezerah. So that's why the Rambam didn't quote the reason of the Gemara. The Gemara was going according to the Manda Omer holds Basar Oph is an Issur Deraisa. Let us see the Ran's reason on page 5. The Ran in Gidda Noshe. So the Ran says, now the Ran is giving a reason for Basar. He's not giving a reason particular to the Issur Halah here. The Ran is explaining why generally we're machmir by Basar v'Cholov. V'oid she'efshar she'achumrahu she'achmiru Basar v'Cholov yoyser mishar yisurim d'mishum d'alo b'dili inshi minei mipnei she'kol echad heter b'ifnei atzmoi hachmiru boi yoyser mishar yisurim k'mo she'achmiru boi shalo l'ha loso im basar ala shulchan masha'in kein b'shar surim shim oichal im oivet kachavim ala shulchan mala lav yayin nesach b'shar surim. So the Ran is saying the general reason for the chumrah of basar v'chol, the chumras of basar v'chol is that people are not separated from the lo b'dili in shimine, because each one is mutter, the basar is mutter bifnei atzmai, the chalav is mutter bifnei atzmai. So we have to be extra careful and be machmir with basar v'chalav. That's generally. And he brings as an example of a chumra in basar v'chalav, halav. Why? It's certainly a chumra. I mean, it's min hadin, but it's an example that we're extra careful with basar v'chalav, because right, even if it's basar behema tahira with chalav behema tahira, it's cold and cold, and that's only going to be a derbanan. If you're going to say, if it's basar oif, it's going to be a derbanan, and the basar of cold together, lechayra is a derbanan. So that's two derbanans, and then an iser halah on the basar oif is a third derbanan. So the Ran is giving a general reason for the chumras of basar chalav, and an example is iser halah. So is there a difference? Is there a machlokes the Ran and the Rambam on the reason for the iser halah? Right, Rashi also goes like the Rambam. It's iser achil, and we're concerned they might eat together, eat the basar chalav together if we put them on the same table. The Shulchan Aruch also goes with that reason. We're afraid they're going to eat them together. The Ran is saying here, generally, we're machmir basar v'chalav because of d'lo b'dilei minei, because the both are heter. And specifically, the Rambam says hergel avera. So is there a machloikis between the Ran and the Rambam on the Tam of the Isra Halah? The Rambam says hergel avera. The Ran says t'lo b'dili minei, and kol echad is heter bifnei atzmai. Is there really a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ran here? So I could reformulate the question and say, is there a difference between hergel avera and v'lo b'dili minei inchi? And of course, lo b'dili minei is the Rosh's, as we well remember, the Rosh's reason for the kol shehu, Yisr kol shehu on Pesach, because chametz is normally mutter, so therefore we have to be extra machmer and chametz on Pesach aser b'mashahu. So reformulating the question, is there a difference between hergel avera and lo b'dili minei? So let's think about the concept of hergel avera. Now, the Mishnah in Shabbos says that lo yochel azav im azava because of hergel avera. In Shulchan Aruch, we have the basic reason behind the harchokos in Kuf Tzadi Hei, in Yoredeya, in Hilchos Nida. The basic principle is we're concerned of hergel avera, so we need the harchokos. And over here we have by Isra Halah, the Rambam calls it hergel avera. So in each of the cases, the Zav and the Zava and the husband and wife, there is a habituation. There's a habituation of heter. Right? There was a time when the man and woman were not Zav and Zava, and eating together was okay. There was a time when the husband and wife are allowed to eat on the same table, the same bowl, etc. And similarly, you know, there are times when we're allowed to eat meat on the table, and there are times we're allowed to eat milk on the table. So there is a habituation of heter. Right? There's a pattern of a permissibility, and the pattern of permissibility has been established, and it exists. And that we're afraid that hergel, that habituation, Bizman Hetzer, in the time that things are mutter, will carry over when it's asr. So that's hergel avera, right? Where the habituation Bizman Hetzer, we're afraid that habituation will carry over when it's asr, and they're going to follow the regular pattern when there is zav and zava, and there the ishtas nida, or when the bas v'chalav is on the same table. Because there are times in all those things when there's really permission to have those things. So I think this sounds like the Ran's Lo B'Dili Minei. I think this sounds like the Ran's Lo B'Dili Minei, because Lo B'Dili Minei means people are not separating themselves from milk when they're eating breakfast, right? People eat milk alone, and they're not separating themselves from meat at dinner, right? So they're not separating themselves from milk and meat, albeit at different times, but they have a hergel, right? They're not boidel from it, and we're afraid that that conduct of freedom that they have with basar at breakfast and the meat at dinner, that's going to carry over. That freedom that they have is going to carry over to when you have both on the same table at lunch. Let's say you have the meat and the milk on the same table. We're afraid that the freedom that they have with basar v'chalav at breakfast and dinner is going to carry over at a time when they're on the same table, at the same table, because they're, you look at the milk jug and you think, oh, you know, you don't think that there's an isser there. And you look at the meat and you don't see isser either. So you're afraid it's going to carry over. So I think Hergel Avera and Lo B'Dili Minei are really the same thing. So I don't think there's a machlokes in that. If we look at the isser halah, with those two reasons in mind, the Ran's reason of Lo B'Dili Minei and the Rambam's reason of Hergel Avera, I think they're really the same thing. Okay, now let's look at the Shita of the Rambam, and let's see how the uniqueness of the Isser Halah according to the Radvaz's understanding of the Rambam. So let us see the Radvaz. I think it's page 3. Radvaz on the Rambam, Perek Tes, Halacha Chaf. So the Radvaz, I'm just a second trying to get it here. Okay, I got it. So the Radvaz in Chaf says, V'afagav the iser baser of b'cholav midivrehem. Even though of with milk is only an iser drabanan at worst, also chizav midivrehem. They are mechazik the iser drabanan kishal Torah with the iser halah, that you can't put the two baser oif and cholav on the same table. They made chizuk to the iser drabanan. D'i lo, if we did not make this iser drabanan halah, ha. Lo kaimi ha, we're not going to the karov lavoli de iser Torah, the lo ksiv b'Torah ela gedi. So it sounds like according to the Radvaz is really echoing the Rambam, right? It sounds like according to the Radvaz that we're really protecting the iser the raisa of a baser behemoth tahara with chalav behemoth tahara, right? Because if we don't have the, so let's just read the Rambam. He's really echoing the Rambam's reason why baser oaf is aser midrabanan. And in that context, let's understand the Radvaz. So the Rambam, we've seen this Rambam before, Dalad. In Perek Tes, so he says that the Rambam says the reason why oif is aser midrabanan with chalav is shahari ein mashma hakosuv ela gedi b'chalev imo mamish v'fikach aser kol basar b'chalav. So the pasuk is indicating only gedi meat b'chalev imo, and therefore we asered all basar. So now when the Radvaz says we made an iser asu chizuk l'divrehem kishel Torah. We asked the basar of kishel Torah with the iser halah. The e lo ha lo kami ha. The karav lavo lide iser Torah de lo ksi b'Torah ela gedi. because we're protecting. It's close. We're close to coming to the Isser Torah of Basar V'Cholov. Why? Because the Torah only says Gedi. So we're Asu Chizuk L'Divreihem because we want to protect the Deraisa. That's the point that I want to make, is that this Gezeira is unique, that it's sometimes it's unique because it's protecting the Deraisa. Sometimes we say that Divrei Soifrim Tzrichen Chizuk, because people, since it's only a Derabanan, people will not take it seriously enough, so we're a little bit more stringent with the Derabanan. Here, according to Radvaz, we're really making this Derabanan to protect the Deraisa. Because the Deraisa is in jeopardy of being transgressed, because the Torah was so limiting in its language to Gedi, and really all Behemah Tahoirais are Beklal, the Isra Deraisa of Basar V'Cholov. So it's misleading, right? It doesn't say basar, it doesn't say bakar in the verse. It doesn't say chicken in the verse. If we permit chicken, right, so then they might permit cow. So we have to usher chicken, because we permit chicken, they might permit cow, because cow is not in the verse, so, and chicken's not in the verse. The verse only says gedi. So we need to be machra on all basar to protect the deraisa. So this, according to the Radvaz, this Isser Halaa is unique in that it's an Isser Derabanan to protect the Deraisa. Well, that's not a huge Chiddush. It's just that there are many Derabanans that are, you know, the Asu Chizuk Divrei Soifrim, right? Divrei Soifrim Tzrichen Chizuk. So we're Machron the Derabanan to protect the Derabanan, to bolster the Derabanan here. According to Ravaz, we're machmer on the Derabanan to protect the Deraisa. According to this, the Shita of the Rambam, that the Pasuk is so narrowing down on Gedi, when really the Isra is beyond Gedi. The other uniqueness of the Isra Halaa here is that, according to the Rambam, and with this we'll stop, is that the Gezeiras Chazal many times are because of human ta'os evaluating a human situation, right? The we're concerned that a human will evaluate a human situation or some other situation, and therefore we're goyzer, right? We're afraid that the human will see this and they'll make this conclusion, and then they'll go forward and they'll do a deraisa, right? The human's going to evaluate another human, or the human's going to evaluate some situation, and they're going to conclude erroneously, and therefore we need to make a gezera to stop that human error. With the gezera here, with the Radvaz, where it's a ta'os that is coming because of a human error misevaluating the Torah. It's not a human error evaluating another human, it's a human reading the Torah, lo savash gedi b'chol avimo, and they're going to say gedi, and only gedi, and bakar and other animals are going to be mutter. So it's a little bit different in terms of what is going to create confusion in the mind of the Yid. It's not that they're going to misevaluate another human or a situation. They're going to misevaluate the Torah. The Torah says Gedi, and it's very narrow, and we're afraid that they may not know the Torah Shebaal Peh, and they'll say Dafka Gedi and nothing else. So we need to ask Al Basar. Okay, so, but the maskana, is there a machlokas, the Rambam and the Ran? Is there a machlokas in the reason for the Isser Halaa? And I think there may be, because if we look at the Ran on page 6, says, b'miyuchad to halah, he says the afal gav delo mitzar elamid derabanan. In other words, basar of, that even though basar of is only asar mid derabanan in the worst case scenario, afilu hachi gazru b'halasa. They were goyzer on the Yisra Halah of Basar Of with Gavina on one table. Right? The Elo, because if we weren't goyzer on Basar Of, lo kaimi gezer de achilo. So the Ran is saying, it's a the Yisra Halah on Basar Of, even though the Yisra Durbanan of Basar Of is Durbanan, we're goyzer on top of that in order to protect the Yisra Achilo of Basar Of. The Elo, if we didn't make a gezera halah on basar of, loikami gezera de achila. The gezera of achila's basar of with cholov tahoira would not survive. So we're, according to the Ran, the reason for halah is on basar of is to protect the rabbanon of basar of, and according to the Radvaz, it's really, it's karav lavo lidei iser Torah, deloksi b'Torah ela gedi. It sounds like we're protecting the deraisa. You could say, well, the Ran is the reason why we want to protect the rabbanon of basar of is to protect the deraisa. That's fair enough. But in the formulation, these two formulations, the Ran's formulation, it sounds like it's what's forefront in our mind is protecting the rabbanon. And the runs usually are to protect the Dreisa, but what's forefront is protecting, giving chizuk to the Rabbana of Basar Of. And for the Rambam, we still are concerned for the Dreisa over here. That's what's going on over here. That's what's generating this chumrah of bringing the prohibition of bringing meat onto the table where there's milk. That's really what's behind that harchok, you know, that chumrah is they were concerned for the Isser Torah. So any questions? You're right. So basically, we just discussed the reasons, the different reasons given for the Isra Halah. The Gemara gives a reason. Rashi, the Rambam, the Ran, are the differences, and what's the uniqueness of this Gezer according to the Radvaz's version of the Rambam? Right, it's really very geschmack, because according to the Radvaz, it's a it's really out to, we're really trying to protect the deraisa, and we're responding to a ta'os a human misevaluating the Torah, as opposed to a human misevaluating something else. And it looks like, you know, at least on paper, there is a difference in the what's generating our concern, what's generating the need for this gezer of halal. Is it to protect the Rabbanan or to protect the Deraisa? I was speaking to an expert about the reason for the Isser Halah, and the Shulchan Aruch says Isser Achila, like the Rambam. We're afraid that they could come eat the two together. But this expert was very adamant that the reason is Shema Yala Be'ilfas Roiseach, which is an Isser Bishol, is the Isser Bishol Bas V'chol of Deraisa. I didn't have time to locate who holds like this Shita. It's not, doesn't seem like the Rambam, according to the Krasi, but someone holds it. It must be that the reason for the Isser Halah Bas V'chol of one Shulchan is because of, you might come to do Bishol Deraisa Bas V'cholov, and so according to that, you know, it's not a light thing. The there's a Deraisa we're choshish for an Isser Deraisa. I have to find out more about that, but seems that there is a daya that it's really atu at deraisa. We're concerned that there might be bishul bas v'chol of deraisa on the shulchan, so you can't put up bas v'chol of. Okay, shkoyach for joining, and Mirtz Hashem will be mamshich tomorrow.